Am I the only one who likes the smell of gas? Oh. I don't think my wife should ever wear perfume. I think she just doused herself with gasoline. That would be incredibly sexy. Oh. Oh, so good. Why am I dizzy right now? Why am I seeing unicorns dancing in the ceiling of my garage? All right.
Welcome to The Aggressive Life. Before we get started today, how about another opportunity for you to win something? That's right, it's summertime, and I'm showing up to give away free stuff every week. My name is Dirt. I'm the producer for The Aggressive Life, and during the month of July, I'm popping into every episode. You don't know where, though. Beginning, middle, end, who knows where I'm going to be, and I'm giving away free stuff. This week, I have 5 copies of Brian's newest book, The 5 Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. This book isn't only going to help teach you about the marks. It's not only a deep dive into content. It's going to help you move. It's going to help you develop these marks in your life. It will help push your life forward. And here's something special about these books. If you're on video, okay, you checking this out, video? Look, these books are signed. Brian signed each of these books, and I want to put one in your hands. How do you get in the running to win one of these signed books? In the description below, there is a link. Hit that link. That link will take you to sign up for Brian's email list. At least once a month, Brian sends out original content, teaching, encouragement, challenge, and I want you to be among the first people to hear from him through that email list. So whether you're watching on YouTube, whether you're watching or listening on Spotify or listening on Apple Podcasts, there is a link in the podcast description. Hit that, get signed up. All new signups on the email list from today, July 8th, until midnight on July 14th, are entered to win one of these copies of the book. And that can only be you, though, if you sign up at the link. So hit that description, and you just might take home one of these copies of the 5 Marks of a Man devotional. All right, that's enough from me. Let's get to today's episode, and let's get back into the garage with Brian Tome.
Welcome to Aggressive Life and welcome to the garage here during July in the Aggressive Life. We're going to look into some of the things that have been important to me, specifically a Jeep, a 1978 Jeep CJ7. It took me 3 years to restore it and finish it. And I did a number of things that were entitled Garage Bible Study. We're going to run 5 different projects that I did where I have my hands on every single bolt, every single gear in the entire Jeep. Everything. And my fingers were on everything all over the place and rebuilt that thing from the rust all the way up. So let's get started. It's great to have you on The Aggressive Life. What's in your tank? What's driving you? That's what we're looking at today. Hey, my name is Brian. Welcome to my garage Bible study. I am reconditioning this 1978 CJ7, redoing everything. And I started to make some really massive progress right here on the gas tank. I'll get into that in just a moment. But let's take a look at what we're going to look at in the Bible today. It comes to the book of John chapter 4, verse 31 and following. Jesus is here with his disciples, and his disciples they're always freaked out about what they have to eat and what they don't have to eat. They're asking Jesus one time, how are we going to feed all these people? Who brought lunch? They're really, just like you and I, they're fixated on their needs. They're fixated on their, their urges to consume, as are we. And Jesus would use those urges, their questions, to turn it into a spiritual learning, kind of like I'm using this Jeep to turn it into a spiritual learning. Let's pick up where it says this in verse 31 of John 4. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Like, Rabbi, eat. Jesus has to eat. He's human. He's fully human and fully divine at the same time. That's the theologically correct definition of the identity of Jesus. So he has to eat, but they're fixated with it. And he says, hey, let's talk about food a little bit. You know, guys, what is it that drives you? What is it that gives you energy? That's what food does. It basically comes inside of our stomach. It's an incinerator, an energy plant, if you will, that kind of cranks up the metabolism and starts firing up our organs and giving us the ability to do things. It's all starting down here in the stomach. Jesus says, what is it that drives you? What is it? I've got this gas tank that marked a really significant moment in the life of restoration of this Jeep. I totally stripped it all down. I've primed it. I've repainted it. I had to adjust some things to get it to fit inside the frame because this was a new piece on the frame. Now what I'm dealing with is I'm dealing with what to do with this sending unit. So this guy right here is the gas. As the gas is filled up, it comes up like this. There's wires that come here and they go to the front and tell me my gas gauge, full, empty, whatever it is, it's a float. And then on the end of this goes a filter, sucks the fuel up into this, takes it through the line up to the engine where the engine fires and away it goes. All this stuff is, whoo, that gas. Am I the only one who likes the smell of gas? Oh, I don't think my wife should ever wear perfume. I think she just doused herself with gasoline. That would be incredibly sexy. Oh, so good. Why am I dizzy right now? Why am I seeing unicorns dancing in the ceiling of my garage? All right, this right now is an empty tank. I completely drained it out. I looked at what was going on in there. It's a good tank, totally drained. I wonder for you, where's your tank? Are you self-aware enough to know if your tank is full, if your tank is half empty, if your tank is down on the bottom and you're dry? I think it's a really good question. I had some guys in here just this last week and we all circled up in chairs around and I just had everyone say, where's your tank? Where are you? Where do you see yourself right now? What's draining you? How are you filling yourself up? Jesus certainly would be drained. He would regularly go out to a quiet place to pray. That saying comes up again and again and again in his life. He went one time 40 days without food and water. He fasted for 40 days. He went out and it was very, very difficult, but ultimately he was doing it to fill his tank, to get himself closer to God. What fills your tank? I mean, that's what these things are right here. These are different hoses where you put the gas in. It kind of runs down this hose, and this is a vent hose so that the vapors can escape and it won't get vapor locked as it's filling in. It's a real important system to know how you actually fill your tank. How do you fill your tank? I'll tell you the way I see some people filling their tanks, and it just doesn't work. We fill our tank with TV, our screen time. I like screen time. I'm embarrassed how much screen time I have, especially when I take a look at my statistics now that I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos of how to do all this stuff. But screen time is not going to fill you up your tank, although it may be a fine way to pass your time. I see people trying to fill their tank by buying things. Much of our credit card debt isn't there to feed us because we had no other way to feed us. It's there because we were trying to figure out a way to make us feel good. We had nothing better to do than go shopping or go on Amazon and buy things. I see us doing that. I see us using people as sexual toys as a way to fill up our tank. I see some people who have the world by the tail, so it seems. They have all the success and money that you can imagine. And why do they have it? It's because that's how they're trying to fill their tank. It's the next accomplishment, the next success, the next accolade, the next goal that's been accomplished. All the while, that doesn't really fill our spiritual tank. So you think, I just need more of it. So you keep doing more of it, more screen time, more sex, more accomplishments, more type A driven, more. Some people fill their tank by talking trash on other people. Makes them feel really, really good. Twitter. The whole Twitter universe is filled with people who think they can fill their tank with energy by being a smartass. No, you're just a smartass. No, and you don't know how to interact with real live people. And you're a boring person probably, just loving to troll on people and point out contradictions and hypocrisy and crack on people. You're empty. You're empty. Just say it. I have nothing better in my life to do, and I don't know how to fill my tank, and so I just tap things that are mean and nasty. Jesus says the way he fills his tank is by doing the will of God. He could have said a lot of things, and those things would have been true. He could have said, you fill your tank by asking for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. That's true, you can do that, but the Holy Spirit wasn't available to fill people at that point when Jesus was speaking. He could have said, you fill your tank by going to church. Jesus believed in going to church. He went to the synagogue all the time, but he chose not to say that in this specific way. He could have said, you fill your tank by going on long prayer walks. Jesus went on long prayer walks. He believed in prayer. You can fill your tank that way. This is not the only way to fill your tank, but the way right now that he chose to communicate it was, you fill your tank by doing the will of God. It's like there's this calm that comes over you, this satisfaction that comes over you when you know you've done what God wanted you to do. I saw someone just yesterday, and I just went on my way, and I just encouraged him. I said, hey man, you know, you have a job that not a lot of people see what you do, but I see it. You're incredibly smart, and you have a great strategic mind. Thank you for blessing so many people. You're really good at it. And I could tell that he got filled up with it, and I did too, because I felt I did the will of God by using my mouth to edify, and I felt my tank filled up. I find for myself, the more I think about myself, the more I think about my own needs, actually the more my tank drains. But when I put myself in a place where it fills up, it's beautiful. Last week I went to a local homeless shelter, and I do this once a month, and helped serve breakfast. And when I do that, I'm always reminded that I'm just one bad decision away from really being in a tough place. Maybe if I had the cards that some of these guys were dealt, I'd be in the same place. Serving them breakfast, it's not that big of a deal. I get up a little earlier that morning and I do something any number of people could have done. But when I leave there, I feel like I'm full. I feel like my tank is full. I feel like I've honored God. It's filled the tank. Do you know how you're filling your tank? That's what Jesus says. My food is to do the will of him who sent me to accomplish his work. Whose work? His work. His work. His Father's work. It's not food to accomplish my agenda. It's not food to get another thing off the checklist. It's the things that I want to do. Jesus says his food is to accomplish his Father's work. Find what God's work is. It's all around you. Jesus says, my Father is always working, even up in the present time, and I too am working. All around you. God's working. He's doing things. When you contribute to those things and put your time there, you're going to find, not that you're drained, though it may be difficult, you're going to find holistically your tank is going to be filled. That's all I got for you this week. We'll see you next time on My Garage Bible Study.
Man Camp is coming. What is Man Camp? It's a 3-day experience, which you may have been waiting for your whole life. You didn't even know it. 3-day experience of camping, of encouragement, of pushing, of receiving, of laughing, of beers, of physical engagement, relational opportunities. It is phenomenal, as is seen by the fact that people from all over the country, all over the world, come to South Ohio every year for this event, and I want you to be there. Your life could be the better for it. It could be the greatest weekend, actually, of your life. You can go to mancamp.us to find out more, and I want to make it easy on you. If you enter podcast15 on that mancamp.us website, we'll get you 15% off. I want this for you. I don't want anything from you. I want this for you. I want this for your life and anybody else in your life and on your downline, because your life is going to be improved on this weekend. Let's see you then.
Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at briantome.com to get a free Aggressive Life sticker. Find more on Instagram at briantome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.